Okay, well, as we finish out the show, we are going to, because of the request of listener Bethany Bennett, share some of our favorite Christmas memories. And so hopefully these will prompt some of your own. And we certainly enjoyed coming up with them ourselves. So listen in.
Hi, I'm JB. And one of my favorite Christmas memories was on Christmas Day when I was a little kid. I woke up in the morning and I had this tradition when I was very young of going out into our living room and not opening any presents or peeking inside them, but just sorting them, just trying to see how many everybody had. And I couldn't find any that had my name on them, so I got really worried all of a sudden, ran up to my parents' room, and was just wondering, Mom, Dad, what's going on here? Where are my presents? And they're like, did you look under the tree really carefully and read the piece of paper that was under there? So I said, no, I didn't. And I ran back down, I looked at the paper, it turns out they had created this huge scavenger hunt for me to find all the presents. So I went ahead and read it and told them I found it, and they're like, okay, you gotta wait now to do this so that we can see you try to find everything. So I found everything with them watching me, and it was fun to see all their reactions to me figuring out all these little clues that they had put together. And it was just a really enjoyable time. It kind of became a new yearly tradition that we did whenever I was a kid, and it's still something I'll always remember today.
Hey, this is John, and one of my favorite traditions around Christmas time is something that's actually a really new tradition I started with my sisters about 4 years ago. My sisters, who are all older than me, we decided we would stay up late and kind of wait for Santa, and so we made a Christmas, like a blanket fort out in our basement, and then every year since then, we've made a bigger and bigger blanket fort. The last time that we did it, it was so big that we were able to fit a queen bed and a twin bed inside the blanket fort, and it was pretty good. We also have a great rule that is, if you're married, you're not allowed in the blanket fort. So as my sisters end up getting married and as we get older, then like, it becomes a more and more exclusive club of the single people who get to sleep in the blanket fort.
I'm Catherine, and last Christmas, I had to work on Christmas Eve because I worked at a radio station, and so I was sitting there in the newsroom listening to all the police scanners around me and kind of bummed that I was working on Christmas Eve. It was almost midnight, and right when it turned midnight, someone started reading The Night Before Christmas over the police scanners. So I just sat there listening to them talk, and I was so thankful for people who make the best out of not the best situations on Christmas.
I'm Jake, and the Christmas memory that always comes to mind is when my dad and mom took all the money from my grandparents and bought myself and my siblings a bunch of paintball guns and masks, and we just invited a bunch of friends over and had these all-out paintball wars, and it was really fun. It was awesome. It was cold, right up until my dad decided to sneak up behind me when I was honing in on somebody else, and he didn't ask me to surrender. He didn't ask me to turn around because he loved me and I was his child and he wanted to give me a second chance. No, the man shot me straight in the square of my back and has still never apologized. Love you, Dad.
Hey, I'm Laura, and last year I flew the red eye home for Christmas, and when we got back to the house, I had been awake for about 30 hours, and my dad asked me to wrap my mother's Christmas presents. I did not remember that he asked me this, so on Christmas morning, all the presents had been unwrapped, and he asked me, "Where are your mother's presents?" I said, "I don't know. What did you do with them?" At this point, his face fell as he realized I had not wrapped the presents. They were not ready to go. And he ran upstairs in a tizzy. And a few minutes later, after some banging around, he comes back downstairs with all of my mother's Christmas presents wrapped in bath towels.
Hi, I'm Chris. I was raised in Texas, and my family never took us skiing. It was just not part of our family culture. But I learned how to ski at summer camp in Boy Scouts on this weird sponge sort of course. So my first experience of this was really bizarre. The first time I really went skiing and put this actually into practice was visiting family in Canada for Christmas a few years ago, and it was one of the best times I had because I realized that skiing was actually fun and not just painfully sliding down on this weird sponge-like material at 100 degrees in the middle of a Texas summer.
Hi, I'm Ashley. I was single, living in Los Angeles and working for Disneyland at a theater in downtown Hollywood one Christmas. We had a big potluck. Everyone brought all kinds of stuff, so much food. There was too much. So between our shows that we were doing, we took our leftovers out to the people living on the street. Well, we encountered a guy who said he'd eaten that day, but he knew lots of people who didn't. So he led us to all these different kinds of places that were hidden, and we handed out plates of food. It was awesome. At the end of the night, we ended up in a parking lot at the back of the theater. It was a very Charlie Brown Christmas moment. We all held hands and sang Silent Night. It was beautiful. My very favorite Christmas ever.
Hey, I'm Matt. And there's a tradition in my family where my dad will put on his hat and coat and gloves every Christmas Eve, and he'll just walk out into the dark and he'll say, "Well, I'm back when I'm back," and he'll just disappear. And it's kind of his time to go ponder his year, the past year, and his time to go ponder the future year as well. And it's a habit that I've picked up and applied to other holidays as kind of a yearly ritual, and it's been very good for our family and for him and for me.
Well, those were some pretty fun memories, and you can see the power of experience and how it allows us to go back in time and remember the things about Christmas that are especially meaningful. Many of you know I grew up in California, and one of the things that my mom made us do before we could open our gifts on Christmas Eve, because being Scandinavian, apparently we opened our gifts on Christmas Eve. I don't know, Scandinavians can't wait, I guess, till Christmas morning. Mom would always make us go out caroling around the neighborhood and introduce ourselves to our neighbors, and she always made us sing in parts, and sometimes I even brought my flute and would play the flute. In California, you can do that. It's warm enough. But we would go as a family and carol throughout the neighborhood and introduce ourselves and invite people to church and all the different things that we, you know, had the opportunity to do at that time. And then we would go back. We had to make sure all the dinner dishes were washed up, and then we could start opening gifts. And I just realized, I mean, even though I always kind of begrudgingly did it back in the day, I realize now what an important and really sweet family time that was for us to do that and make that a priority. And it really has given me some lasting memories. Now I try to pull my friends out to go caroling with me here in Colorado as well. Well, folks, that is it for this week's show. Again, we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. Hopefully you will be doing meaningful things with friends and family. But most of all, we pray that you will remember, of course, the biggest reason for the season, and that is the arrival of Jesus Christ here on earth, who ultimately gives us the hope for eternity that we all need. So Merry Christmas from the Boundless team, the Boundless Show, and we will see you around next week on the Boundless Show.